Hey guys, welcome back to the No Rules Podcast. What is this, like the second, third episode in a row?
Fourth one, I think it is.
I don't know.
It is not fourth.
It's not fourth. I'm wrong.
I think it's
fourth. I'm your host, Bailey, and with my co-host.
What is up, peoples? T-Ray Scott in the house.
T-Ray Scott. And oh, look who it is.
Oh, shit.
It's Paul.
MC Pauly in the building.
He is back.
I'm back. And I'm not just a Jamie anymore.
So, how was your bar mitzvah or whatever you had to do?
I was at work.
Excuses. Like, how are we supposed to do a podcast when someone just...
Just decides to go to
where
work.
Where you been?
What the fuck?
I've been on specialty at Burger King.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Man, fuck Burger
King. Last time I had Burger King, dude, I had the most aggressive shits.
I shit every day at Burger King. Every day. Like, everyone, like, it comes every day. Like, everyone prepares for it. Like, Zach, the manager, knows to look out for me coming to him to go to the bathroom.
Because it's going
to
happen.
And it used to take forever, but I've tried to speed it up since then because I get pitched.
Oh, you got some practice.
No, listen, yeah. You have to shit. You have to take as long as possible taking a shit on company time.
I saw a meme that said, the fool waits till break to take a shit. The wise man
does it
on the clock. I was like, that's my life.
The boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I shit on company time.
You know how many times I fake shitted today? Like six.
I feel like you were just in the bathroom slow jacking it.
No. I was
slow jacking it.
Man, you try being out of shop for
Listen,
8 hours.
I know someone. I won't say his name, but if he ever listens to this, he will know I'm talking about him, but I know a guy that won't. He will jack anywhere.
Say his name.
He has anywhere.
He will jack anywhere.
I say people's names. Say his name.
You know what?
Now.
I think we're in the safe zone right now. Like, we're not too huge right now. So I feel like if I said it, there wouldn't be too many repercussions.
Say it, bro.
Dude, I don't give a shit.
But I'm really close with
him. Do you know the name of this podcast?
There's no rules.
There's no rules except
There's no rules. For but Robert if you're Corey. Friend with this guy.
If you, I'm best friends. Oh. Take it. Just in your head, take a guess.
I think I know who it is.
Stone? It's Stone. Stone, you dirty motherfucker.
We love you, Stone.
We've talked about this open with a lot of people. The man will go anywhere.
I mean, if he's comfortable, fuck it.
More power to him, though.
Yeah. Dude, he's Stone. Shitting. Or he's jacking everywhere.
Go to Five Guys. Jerk your meat to Five Guys, bro.
I think he does like Five Guys. I'm not sure.
I mean, he's built enough.
So, if you guys noticed in the past couple episodes, we have some intro and outro music. We're still fucking with the fade in and fade out. I'm not good at it.
I can take care of that. Yeah, but that shit you heard in the beginning.
Yeah.
That was made by none other than Twin High Power. He's a producer. He's an actor. And a good friend of mine who's a producer. And he made that for me. I heard the first couple episodes with the intro music. And I was like, I think we can do better than that. I got a guy.
We definitely could do better than that.
Our first intro.
I think the jingle was called like 96 West.
I knew. I was like, this is some stock ass music Bailey found
creepy
at the bottom
you're
of
right.
the internet.
Yeah, you're right.
He was like, we need something.
It was stock as fuck.
So the I was like, I'm going to get a professional to do this.
Yes.
So yeah. So how did you get to know Mr. Twin?
Man, Twin. Okay, so I'm like super into Biggie and Tupac and all that culture, right?
Yeah.
And a couple years ago, when I was still digging up old history of like old school hip hop, like just every big event that happened back then, I was watching Straight Outta Compton and All Eyes on Me and Notorious, all the movies about all that shit. And then I hear that they're coming out with a show called Unsolved, and it's about Biggie and Tupac. And I'm like, oh shit. And every time I hear anything like that, I'm like, who the fuck is gonna play these people? I'm like, who's gonna do this? And I find out that some dude at the time, so it was just some dude named Wavy Jones, going to play Biggie. Mark Rose from Straight Outta Compton going to play Tupac again. And I got like really invested in it. I watched it when it aired on TV. And then, before it aired, I followed Wavy on Instagram before he got bigger. And he used to do Instagram Lives all the time.
Yeah.
And I would always hop on there. And this was, I think Unsolved was like his big break. So there was only like a few people in there, and I was one of them. And there was just enough people to where if you commented, he'd read your stuff.
Yeah.
And he started calling me MC Pauly and stuff, and it was sick. And I used to hop on all of his lives, and he always knew who I was. Well, fast forward to a couple years later, and this is like a couple years after Unsolved had aired, and they do a Zoom call. They posted that they do a Zoom call with all of the Unsolved cast, which was Wavy, Mark, Dominic, Santana, and Twin. And long story short, I rapped for them, and Twin hit me up on Instagram and started making music for me. We've been, like, tight ever since.
That's dope.
And it's kind of a fucking a kid from West Virginia is friends with a famous person. That's insane.
I've never seen somebody so hype in a matter of 45 minutes as this was going on.
Were you there?
I mean, I was there, like, after he, like, was off the phone with him.
Yeah.
But it was pretty hype.
I mean, I would be, too. That's like any of the podcasts or anything I listen to, if they hit me up.
Yeah.
Which never happens.
No. Danny Duncan, where you at, cuz?
Jesus Christ, we're still on Danny Duncan.
Dude, Twin, I told him, I was like, because it's fairly easy for me to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
Like, which makes me feel fucking awesome. I'm like, I'm just this 18-year-old kid from West Virginia who was 16 when we met. And I was like, man. And he's just hooking me up. I was like, if you want to get paid for this, I understand. I'll talk to the guys about it, and we'll see what we can do. And he went, no, it's not you, Paulie. I'll do this for you. And I was like, hell yeah. I was like, that's fucking sick. I was at Walmart.
Of all places.
Hit me up. And like, you look at this dude. They call him Twin because he looks exactly like Biggie, especially when he got the glasses on.
Yeah.
And when you see that face pop up on your phone, you're not going to just not answer.
Yes.
So the... What? He calls him.
Dude, Twin, like, Twin always calls
him. He has his phone number right now.
And anytime I hit up Twin about, I always text him first, and he usually hits back with, like, a call instantly.
We ought to try to get him with the Spotify Green Room.
Listen. I've been trying. Now that I have my own computer.
Yeah, no more borrowing a computer.
Look at
Jody's over there. I felt like such a shitbag for borrowing a computer.
Yeah, you shitbag.
I hate borrowing shit, period.
You're a shitbag.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
No, but seriously, I hate borrowing people's shit.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Makes you feel like a low life.
I mean, shout out to Jody for letting us use it and getting started.
Yeah,
but
Jody. I don't know who you are, but
yeah,
you're amazing.
Exactly.
We love you, Jody.
And thank God to my awesome girlfriend who paid for this laptop. She supports all my hobbies and good ideas.
What did she say, though?
What did she say?
Let's hear the truth.
Okay, here's the truth. So I was being a little bitch, and I was like, man, I'm just so down right now.
I'm in the way. I better move.
I was like, I'm just a piece of shit, and I was like, I just need a laptop. If I just get a laptop, I can start doing this every night.
Supportive Cheyenne in the background.
Yeah, she was like, listen, either you get a laptop right now, or I don't want to hear you fucking talk about it anymore. So, of course, when I heard that, I was like, I'm not going to waste this opportunity.
So you went right to Walmart?
Yeah, I went right to Southside Walmart. Of course, no laptops.
Oh.
None, dude. How in the fuck?
Them motherfuckers.
That's like such a specific item.
Everybody's starting podcasts, that's why. West Virginia podcast scene is exploding.
Not going to lie, I have seen a lot of people on TikTok from West Virginia doing a lot of podcasts.
They don't have our charisma.
They're not as good as us.
Fuck them.
So anyway, I of course message her, and I'm like, well, they're out of fucking laptops. I'm throwing a hissy fit again. Oh, God, I'm such a bitch. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to Vienna. I'm going to Vienna Walmart.
And you went to Vienna Walmart.
And I bought the last one.
Oh,
the last.
Yeah.
Damn straight.
Windows-powered laptop. The last one.
Yes.
Literally, I watched her pull it out of the case. There was one box, and she was like, oh, yep, we got it. Under that box, nothing.
Punched her in the face and just ran.
I said, thanks, bitch.
You want to know?
Put some respect on my name.
You want to know? Speaking of Walmart, I went to Walmart one time for Black Friday.
Yeah.
And I got PTSD from that shit.
Why?
Because I stood in this long-ass line for like 2 hours for a damn TV. Then I grab this TV and an old-ass lady assaults me.
Assault?
Starts beating me in her head. Beating me in the head with her purse, trying to take the TV out of my hand.
Well, you probably deserved it.
I was in front of her.
Yeah, I would hit you.
And I was like, I like jerked out of her hand and like took off running.
Listen, you old geriatric bitch. This is my TV.
Mine.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's how I got this laptop today. So as soon as I got home, I downloaded the firmware for our board. I downloaded this, what would you call this? Audacity.
I'm going to steal it.
I don't know what it is called, but I just downloaded that, logged on to Anchor. That's it.
I'm taking it.
Hell yeah.
I've been waiting since 6-ish.
I'm taking it.
You're taking my laptop?
Yep.
Take Jody's.
Nah. I want that one.
Oh. Wow. Theft going on in my own house. This is awesome.
Then I'll take another sexy naked pic in your mirror with it in my hand.
With the whole laptop?
Yep.
Oh, I heard about that. I listened to that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were at dinner.
I was full ass naked.
Yeah.
With his body turned in a way that you couldn't see his penis. And I was like, that's my bathroom.
You gotta keep it PG.
That's my bathroom.
That one right there.
There's a dick stain in my bathroom somewhere.
Yes.
Did you wipe your dick on my walls?
I did not.
It's somebody else's dick. Oh, no. We should take this on. We should announce the launching of the Instagram.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes. When's that coming out, Paul?
Yeah. As soon as we set it up.
Oh, no.
What a shitty announcement.
I'm not going to say when it's going to be, but as soon as it comes out.
How could you be more vague than vague?
No Rules Podcast will have an Instagram up in the very, very near future.
Okay.
Like tonight.
I'll do that.
Like tonight or tomorrow or a week from now, like a month from now.
Are you able to use the same email for like multiple Instagram accounts?
I don't think so.
Fuck. Yeah, I don't think so.
Just make one up and write it down.
A new No Rules email.
Ooh. We do need an email.
For all things No Rules.
Yes.
We do need an email.
That sounds
No Rules or Suck My Pecker.
So how long, back onto the train of thought, how long did Twin take to make that beat? Honestly. Dude,
like that. He's
pretty good.
The reason I jumped to the opportunity to give him the idea was because he loves creating. Anytime he calls me, he's in front of his computer making shit. He's when I say he's a producer, like he really is. Like he's
a producer.
He's in the business. It was very vague when he told me a long time ago, but he's been around. I don't want to say he's worked with, because like I said, it was very vague. But he's been around LL Cool J. He's been inside Bad Boy Records, which is Puffy, also known as Diddy's record company, and like he's in for sure. So he's.
So this motherfucker has connections.
Oh yeah,
he got them connections.
Very happy to.
Well, yeah, he's a great guy. Obviously,
yeah, he's super cool. Like he's really good with helping young hungry artists and shit.
Yeah, it means the world to me that he did that for you.
I've been hungry for 24 years.
Yeah,
I'm hungry right
now.
That's
why I weighed 340 at one point.
That's why he went on a keto diet.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
I tell you what. The nice steak quesarito. Oh.
What is up with you and quesaritos?
Oh, a nice steak quesarito or beef quesarito.
I'll fuck up a beef quesarito.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just, Twin, he just loves making shit, which is why.
That's great.
Which is why I didn't hesitate. I was like, he just loves being active and always making things. And he does it so effortlessly. I've seen him almost every time I'm on call with him and we're thinking about song ideas.
Yeah.
He forges a beat out of thin air. Like,
he's like, oh, watch this.
Like, oops, just made a beat, masterpiece.
I can make the best beat around.
I don't think so.
You right now?
Yeah, right.
You
now.
Tyler Ray Scott?
Yes.
Not Twin.
I can make it better than him.
I don't
with
think
my that. Mouth.
I don't think
you can beatbox.
Yes. Is that what it's called? Yes.
Okay, let's go. Do it. Good thing we got a
wiki.
Good thing we got that. Listen, you see that?
That
fucking
sucked.
That's your wavelength right there, and it just says asshole. I think is what it says.
Asshole.
Yeah. So, we recently got sponsored too by Anchor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is, I mean, honestly, if you're trying to start a podcast, and you like me, like if you look up how to start a podcast, you're gonna find some fucking off the wall video about you gotta use this mic, and it doesn't really show you the technical side, like with your computer and what firmware to use. But if you're really interested in starting a podcast, you need to go to Anchor.
Yes.
.fm.
It's really simple, too.
Yeah, anchor.fm, I'm pretty sure.
You got two dummy boys and one person who knows this little stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know anything.
No, we didn't know a single thing when we first started.
We had to go to a music shop just to learn how to set up the goddamn board.
Yeah, we're going to buy stuff we already had.
Yeah. He was like, I don't know why you're buying that. You have it.
You're actually being really fucking stupid right now.
Yeah. We actually called this guy out. We actually ran into him the other day for more help.
Yeah. I was like, hey, we're back.
Hey. And you know what he still said? You're stupid.
He was like, we don't have that.
No. And we would ask him questions and stuff. And he'd be like, yeah, no. You're wrong. No. You're wrong.
He's so wrong.
Get out of my store.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's one visit away from just taking over the podcast himself.
Like,
out of frustration.
Like, I think so. You know that like that guy who's like trying to explain something, but like the person who's like getting explained to is like not getting it, and the guy's just sitting there like grabbing his like hand, and, like shaking his head. That's what he was doing. Like,
he's like, no, you don't understand. Like, he's one visit away from clapping at you.
Like, I just kept asking questions, and he was just like, listen, dude, if you don't get out of my store, I'm going to beat your ass.
It's kind of like, I don't know, it's...
You ever be intimidated by someone just from their knowledge?
Yes.
You ever meet someone who just has so much knowledge, it intimidates you?
Yeah, because I'm dumb.
No matter what they look like?
Yeah, because I'm dumb as fuck.
What?
Yeah, I'm dumb as fuck.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I don't.
Nah.
I mean, I like to consider myself a smart guy, but when you jump into something you have no fucking idea about, I'm obviously going to need some help.
Yeah.
Like any what? I will be a dad.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Soon. We had a...
Good luck finding a tutorial on that.
We had a baby appointment today, right?
Yeah.
I got off at 2:30.
Was the baby nice?
I didn't get to meet her yet. She's not here yet. But so I'm sitting in this goddamn doctor's office, and they have to do a swab. Which is okay, I guess. And then the doctor puts on a glove.
Oh, man.
And,
oh, no.
Oh, it didn't happen to me. I'm fine. But
did they grab the Vaseline?
I think there was a pump or two of something. Some sort of lube. And she measured my girlfriend's cervix. And she's dilated to 2 centimeters. And she would just... out of the blue goes, oh, yeah, here's the baby's head. Starts poking my baby's head. I was like...
Oh, no.
Jab, jab.
I was like...
Sir?
Is that supposed to be the way it's...
Is
that safe?
You're touching my baby from the outside? Question mark.
Oh, my gosh. She's ready.
So, we're looking at probably the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Most
probably likely. Sooner.
Don't say that.
Might be Sunday.
Look at her. Look how pregnant she is.
It might be on my birthday.
Look at it.
That's right. We're doing a podcast tomorrow, actually, for my birthday.
Yeah, we are. Do we decide on who we're having?
Cody Hornbeck thought that might come.
Cody motherfucking Hornbeck.
Yes.
What time are you guys doing it?
I don't know.
Where are we doing it?
I don't work till 4. Just saying.
You want to do it at Pat's if we're loud?
Oh, we can ask.
Yeah, we can ask.
We just got to screw some fucking boards into the table again.
Just us boys, though.
Yeah.
Brandon for sure.
Brandon is coming.
Brandon for sure, yes.
What time does he get off work?
He don't work tomorrow.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Gary for sure.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
As Bailey sucks on his mic.
I didn't suck on anything.
He's drooling over here.
I'll suck on you if you don't shut up.
You look like Czar over there drooling. You okay, bud?
Listen, okay, so Brandon and Gary for sure, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to need that mic. And I'm going to have to go to the store and buy another one.
Okay. Do you need the stand?
Yeah, no. We might need that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm charging. I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair.
Shit, because
we still have to buy another mic. And then they're just going to have to hold it because I don't care. I have an arm. You have an arm. Paul has an arm.
We got them shitty-ass three-arm tripod.
I hate
those.
I hate them. I hate them.
Just the night we started out. We got some high-tech shit now, bud.
I know.
Fuck. It's about time.
So I had to set the beast on you.
Well, for sure need another mic. I have a cable. Yeah, we just need a mic.
Yeah.
And I'll take the $25 you sent me. I'll just go buy one.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah,
cool.
If Twin ever listened to this, thank you a lot, Twin. Yeah, really appreciate it.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm just going to have to give him timestamps as the parts to skip to.
Means the world.
Yeah, we just talk.
Yeah.
I'm excited for tomorrow, though.
Listen, if Twin ever gets... If we get big...
Yeah.
We know who to thank. Old Twinny.
20?
Is it 20? 20. I'm going to start calling him 20.
Yeah, let's start. Let's get all the bad nicknames out now.
Hey, 20. Is that a bad... You don't think that's a good nickname?
20 the Pooh? That's what that reminds me of.
I was just about to say 20 the Pooh.
20 the Pooh.
No, he's a really cool cat. Yeah, I really appreciate what he did. Oh, my God. I think I just sat on one of my testicles.
Yeah. He just supports just, you know, up-and-comers.
Which is... When you're getting started, you need people like that.
Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, speaking from experience, we're nowhere where... Yoda, shut up. We're nowhere where we need to be, but, I mean, we're definitely working hard at it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We got a whiny dog in the background.
Yeah, we're in my living room again, so we have an audience again.
If you guys don't be quiet, you're going to get a notebook to the teeth.
That shit made me laugh so hard.
I'm just being honest.
That was one of the first things said. In the
Yoda, do you want a notebook to the teeth? Then shut up.
Dude, I've had to beat his ass before. I'll do it again. And it's... I don't know.
Today was pretty hectic. Like, today I was at my girlfriend's house.
Yeah.
Paul. And I had the chair reclined out. Oh, yeah. And their dog, like, it was the middle... claw somehow gets stuck. One little claw gets stuck in the metal of the chair. All right, so she starts whining, so I start moving the chair, hoping it pops out. But it pop out. Megan grabbed the dog and like pulled on her, and that whole toenail came out.
Ripped out.
Okay, just a piece of advice. What chair were you sitting in, first off?
The couch recliner.
Okay. And how did her fucking toenail get in the metal?
That's what I kept asking.
I don't understand. I don't understand that. Because I was sitting there looking at her because she was sitting on me.
Yeah.
And she was trying to get down. Then her eyes was like up towards me. And I was like looking at her. Then she like did like a flip and started whining.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, that's fucked. That's actually fucked.
Yeah. She has the worst luck. Like, when they first got her,
yeah,
I took her outside. And how many steps do you think it's on the back porch, Paul?
On the back porch?
9.
Like 30?
No.
Maybe when 10. You were 300 pounds, it might have felt like 40.
Jesus. No, it's about 15 feet up in the air, though.
When you were peak bigness, I think it was 40.
Well, it was about 10 feet in the air. 10-15 feet.
Yeah, I'd say 10-15.
Well, she was a puppy. She run up the stairs, got all the way to the top, falls off. Gets back up on the stairs, runs again, falls off. Did it twice in a row.
Gee, yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah, and Sean was clipping her nails once, and he went a little too far, and she was bleeding from the
She's yeah, nails all again. You got, I'm telling you, when you do that, all you need is flour. Like, cooking, baking flour. She's white flour, all-purpose.
So I take it you've done it enough to your dog.
No, my mom actually is works at a large animal facility for the University of Illinois.
That's awfully convenient.
It is very convenient. She, she's a large animal caretaker, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sick.
You guys might have normal dogs, but I have a dog who likes jumps himself out windows.
Your dog's a full-on dummy.
Like, yesterday I walked through the house...
Yeah.
We have like a back room we just keep stuff in like for storage. I caught that little douchebag climbing and jumping across dresser to dresser trying to get to the window to jump out the window.
I think at this point you might as well just let him go.
He always comes back.
You might as well just let him go.
He usually when he jump like when we're gone, he'll jump out the window and he'll just sit on the porch. He'll never run off.
He's like, yeah, I almost got hit by a car. I guess I'll stay here.
Yeah, I remember that one time I jumped out the window and almost got hit, so I might as well just stay on the porch.
Oh, remember that time he jumped out the window when I was driving?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Jesus. I thought I ran him over.
In other news, my girlfriend's been hit by a car.
Oh, like, shit.
How bad?
You got hit by a car? I have a couple. Two of my cousins got hit by a car.
What's up with people around here getting hit by fucking cars?
Mary got hit by a car.
I know someone who lived on our street when I was very little. He was a little younger than me. He got, like, flattened.
Like, dead?
No.
Oh, gosh.
But he was fucked up.
Confined to a wheelchair?
Confined to his couch.
Oh.
And we went over to visit him, and he was laying there all fucked up. I'm like, damn.
Well, he's all mangled.
About a year ago, Dad watched a lady get hit.
Fuck.
and he stopped to help her. And yeah. When he was helping her, she was like awake and her head was like all busted open. And he like can see in the inside of her head.
Yeah, that's fucked.
You want to hear some shit? Stone, the guy I just mentioned.
The guy who likes jacking it everywhere. Yeah, everywhere. I don't think we forgot, Stone. Yeah. Don't think we forgot.
We love you, Stone.
Yeah, we do. His mom, now, like I said, I think I'm really good at remembering stories pretty well. But hopefully I don't get any of this wrong. But I'm pretty sure his mom literally watched someone die in a car accident. They were driving. I think they were behind this guy on a motorcycle. And some shit happened. He got hit and he fell off his bike. And he was laying with his back to the cement. And they flipped his like little helmet and little visor thing open or whatever it's called. And they were like talking to him like, "You okay? You okay?" And he was apparently, I think he was like talking fine. He was like, "Yeah, I'm good. I just need this helmet off my head. My head hurts." So they took the helmet off his head and his head fucking split open like a fucking watermelon. That was the only thing keeping it together.
Ugh.
Was the helmet.
Yeah, when you fuck that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, you're supposed to just don't touch it.
That just gave me the fucking...
the heebie-jeebies?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's...
You scare me.
Bro, listen. I was about to talk about like how like fucked your brain can get after seeing certain shit.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Like, and I don't know if we want to make this a sad episode. I'm not crying. I'm just like thinking. I watched a fucking dog get like hit bad by a car this past last summer. You want to hear a story?
Yes. I mean, it's the yeah.
Yes.
We're on the topic. I walked on a side note that day. I walked 13 miles in boots.
Yes. Yeah, I watched his dog get hit by a car, but on a positive, I walked 13 miles.
I was in pretty good shape then.
Yeah.
But I was on. It was 10:30. And I was on my way home. I had 3 miles to go. And I was up towards Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And you know the funeral home there?
Mm-hmm.
I was about at Hardee's when I saw these two dogs. It was a white pit bull and a little black dog. I don't know what type of dog it was.
I mean, at least they were at a funeral home.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just playing.
The super traumatic moment in my life. Let's water it down with some humor.
This is awesome.
I saw them walking up there, and I was like, you know, when you see stray dogs, like, I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, oh, shit, stray dogs. I didn't think twice about it.
Are they mean
or
are they nice?
Well, I was like, well, they're over there. I'm over here. They're going to come to me. There ain't shit I can do about it. They'll be fine. You know? Yeah, that was not correct. I started walking, and they were right by the little barber shop there.
Yeah.
And they stopped, and they saw me. They were just standing there looking at me. And they were, like, directly across from me. Just a couple lanes in between us. And it was dark. It was nighttime. And I was like, well, they're staring straight at me. Maybe I can get them to come to me, and I can get a hold of them and maybe call someone. I don't know. You know? So I was like, come here. And the pit bull's, like, ears kind of perked up. And I was like, yeah, come here. So the pit bull started, like, not running, but it just kind of started moving towards me. Like, it was swiftly moving towards me. And then to the right of me, on their side, I see a silver car coming. And in my head, I was like,
oh, wow.
Because I was like, oh, shit. I was like, is this about to happen? And boom, the fucker got laid out. And I saw this pit bull skid across the gravel lot, like, several feet. And that car didn't break stride. Just went. And I was like, in that split second when that happens, you're like, you'd be surprised at the amount of things that go through your head in a couple, in like a second. I was like, maybe this car might stop and it'll be fine. And we'll get something figured out. No, that dog got fucking hit and it went sliding. And like, my heart dropped. I was like, oh shit. And luckily, the little tiny black dog was fine. Little black dog was fine. And it kept coming to me. It ran straight to me. So I grabbed it by the collar. And I, like, crouched because it was tiny. Oh, shit.
We got a dog crying for the story dude, back here.
He knows what I'm talking about.
He's sad. He's crying.
Dude, he can understand English, I swear to God.
He's getting sad.
Yeah. Or he's just a piece of shit. I don't know. Most likely.
The black dog ran to me. So we ran to the pit bull, and it was a hell of a hit. So I thought it was going to be dead on sight.
It wasn't.
I crouched down. His eyes were wide open, but his legs were way stiff.
Oh, yeah, he's fucked.
And I was like, oh, my fuck, dude. So many emotions. I was like, I could not fucking believe that happened right in front of me.
Especially for the person not to fucking stop. Like, what a fucking shitbag human being.
I would have fought that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Wow, he was like
whoever you are,
5 miles down the road.
We will find you and we will kick your
ass. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I tried to, yeah, I've thought about that. Obviously, like, this is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. So I was like, I thought about it a lot. I was like, maybe that person just didn't see. And because.
Yeah, I mean, in their defense, yeah.
Because.
Pit bulls are short, but at the same time.
Like, I know it was in front of the car enough to where the light shined on the dog.
Yeah.
But it was like a clip. It clipped it. Like, it didn't just plow him. Because it went skidding across the gravel.
Yeah.
And I went and I was like, oh, shit. I was petting the dog. And I thought I was alone. I was like, dude, no one's here. Like, I'm by myself. And I called up my mom and I called, like, and she was like, you're going to have to call somebody. There's nothing we can do. And but then this SUV pulls up beside me. And I'm like, oh, shit. And this couple gets out, and they got a couple kids in the car. And they go, we saw everything from the Taco Bell drive-through. We saw it all. So they come up to me, and I'm like, okay, okay. And they take the little black dog, and the husband was, I think, a veteran, and he kept a light on the dog. And I was comforting it, petting it, you know. And every once in a while, his eyes would, like, start shutting. And I was just trying to talk to it, move around a little bit so his eyes were moving. I was crying, and it took, like, a long fucking time for them to get a hold of someone. And eventually they did, and it was someone they personally knew, and a guy pulled up, and they put a... Because it started shitting. It started losing control of its body.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely dying.
And
I'm just saying.
Jesus.
I'm just saying.
Goodness. And, like...
A dog got hit by a fucking car.
They picked it up. Well, the good news... Well... There's no good news.
No, there's
but
no.
They picked it up and it looked up at them, which was the most movement we'd got. And they put it in the back of the truck, and they put the little dog in the back. And when the guy drove off, I was sitting there and I was all shook up like Elvis. And I look at them and they go, you did really good. And I just broke down. I started bawling. They hugged me and shit. And then a couple minutes later, when we're all about to part ways, we hear some kids with some flashlights going. They're just shouting out dog names. And we're like,
oh,
we go,
fuck.
We all gave each other that look. Just me and these two strangers. We go, oh, we got to tell them. So we call the kids over. And they're like, you looking for a dog? And they're like, yeah. And we're like, we just watched it get hit. And we helped it as much as we could. And someone took it. And then... their dad pulled up because they were on the phone with their dad, and that dad was pissed at the little kid. Apparently the kid has let this happen before, and I just know that kid got his ass beat.
Well, kids don't listen.
Nah, not nowadays. That poor dog.
And then because they knew the guy that picked the dog up personally, so they knew his number and stuff, and they kept me updated, and he died that night. He had a broken back.
Yep.
Damn. And it would have been paralyzed, and he died. His name was Thanos. He was a little
God
white
damn
pit
it.
Bull.
Damn, that's a nice name, too.
Yeah.
Damn.
But you know what the good part about a dead dog is?
What?
Oh, my God, what?
I know this is going to sound super fucked up, but you can always get another one.
Yes.
I mean, like, and there my parents would breed golden retrievers mm-hmm. when I was younger. So we had a female golden retriever. Her name was Isabel, and she gave out 4 litters of puppies, like 10, 8. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a tumor on her tit. Like a big one. Fucker was like that big around.
Ooh.
So we had to call people from the university to come down and put her down at our house.
Oh.
I've only seen my brother cry 2 times.
How many brothers you got?
I have 2, but one had passed.
Oh.
He was a month old, but my brother now, Sam, I think he's 18. Oh, no, he's a piece of shit. I'm just
fuck
kidding.
Fuck you, Sam. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. We love you.
I've seen him cry twice, is when we put that dog down, and then a couple weeks ago when I finally took him to see his grandmother's grave for the first time. He's tough.
I want to say, every time I've heard you talk about Sam, you talk about him as if he's your older brother.
I mean, he did throw you around like a rat dog.
Fuck you.
No, I watched it happen.
No, if there's... I mean, yeah, I talk about him like that, but we're like super close. Mm-hmm.
As all brothers should be.
Like super close. Like, not like that, but... No, he's cool, man. If I had, like, if I need help on technical stuff, he used to work at Best Buy, so he's really smart. He got recruited by the NSA. Like, he's pretty smart.
Yeah, he turned it down.
Yeah, he's also dumb.
Very dumb.
But...
but that's okay, we love him.
Like, anytime I have a question, like, he's really good with Apple products.
He's smarter than me, though.
Like, I asked him what's in the new MacBook, and he told me every specification about it. Yeah. I mean, he's like, got really good retention and memory, but... I'm just super close with him. And he can fight, so obviously I'm going to have him on my team for anything.
Nah, he's on my team.
Dude, he would beat the brakes off you.
I know. I like, watched him do it.
He'd beat the brakes off me.
I know, I watched it.
We slapbox is different.
He would still beat you either way.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
You just admitted to
it. I'll just kick him in his knee.
Have surgery again.
Hopefully. Keep him out of the fight for a little bit.
Hey, I bet he's missing that bed rest though.
But when he was here a couple weeks ago, I got him so drunk that he fell down a flight of stairs.
How does that happen?
See, well, how it happened is that he thought he could hang with the big dogs,
and he can't.
He definitely cannot.
Cannot hang with the big dogs.
He just can't hang, and he fell down a whole flight of stairs. There's a picture somewhere. Someone at Cheyenne's dad's house has a picture of him laying fucking upside down at the bottom of the stairs, and he goes, I think I'm just going to stay here for a little bit. I was like, dude, you got to get up. I said, you just had knee surgery, bro. Nah, I'm going to stay here. Like that drunk. We came home here. Cheyenne drove us here, and I was so drunk, I was doing front flips onto the couch and my bed.
Oh, my God.
Swan dives. yeah. I was doing front, I lost so much weight, I can do front flips now. Cool, right? Not good for
dangerous.
Not good for bed frames though.
Not good for an apartment.
I
building.
Broke Megan's wooden bed frame. I jumped on it once.
Yeah, I bet you did jump on it, or you did something else.
Oh, little Pound Town action.
What the fuck?
Yep.
Nah, I'm just playing.
This was years ago.
Yeah, this was years ago.
So this sounded weird.
Listen, my brother.
Awkward.
My little brother. He's a little thug at the age of 12. Okay, so
I've heard.
That's all I know. So I don't know when kids start doing things around here.
Well, yeah. Well, I know my dad lost his virginity at 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
I lost mine at 15.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'm a shitbag of a human being, though.
I know.
So how long have you been dating your girlfriend, Kyra?
I've been dating Kyra for, this will be 10 months.
She's trying to hide from us right now.
10 months. What are you, nervous? Are you nervous over there? Your name's going to be on Spotify now. She's Apple. Like, oh my God. Oh yeah, it's going to be available.
Anchor sponsor, I guess.
So 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
Have you liked it?
Yeah, not bad.
Can I give you some advice?
Yes, you give the best advice.
I know.
Especially with relationships.
Do you guys plan on moving in together anytime soon?
Anytime soon?
Yeah. Or, like, in the seeable future?
I would fucking love to.
Okay. Here's my advice.
Okay.
All right.
I'm so ready. Wait. I'm ready to hear one thing. It's just about how shitty being an adult is.
Being an adult.
Does that all revolve around that?
Being an adult fucking... yeah. Being an adult fucking sucks ass.
Okay, so if I'm going to give you any advice about moving in with a lady, and you too, Tyler?
Yes.
Is that enjoy your freedom now. Enjoy it.
Yes, yes.
The fact that you can sit at home and not do anything is pretty. It's pretty cool. It's pretty nice. But I will say, laying down to the same, like the next to the same person every night, it's pretty cool too.
I think I'm in trouble.
Your girlfriend hates you, I think.
I said yes to your freedom comment. She's like looking at me like I'm in trouble.
You're definitely in trouble. Oh, this is awesome.
Oh no.
I'm not in between you guys either. This is great.
Bailey, will you get in my way for me?
I am. I'm in between. I'm in danger.
You're not in danger. All she has to do is walk this way.
I'll trip her.
Yeah, but if I'm going to give you any the solid piece of advice is enjoy it now. Just enjoy it.
Okay.
What you're doing right now, like, you could have came here without her, which I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but at the same time, enjoy it now.
Okay.
Tyler is definitely in trouble.
I love my girlfriend.
So I feel I. like you were just, you were forced to say that.
No, I do love her.
Yeah, she's holding up cue cards, things to say.
You better say it, motherfucker. I swear to God, when we get back to the house, I'm going to slit your fucking throat.
Help me, please.
Megan doesn't know how to do anything but pinch.
I hate, oh my God, if there's one thing I hate more on the face of the fucking earth other than communism, is getting pinched.
Makes you want to throw them against the wall.
It makes me want to do bad things. I hate it. Yeah. Does Kyra pinch you?
No, not really. I'm trying to think of what she does do.
Good.
What do you do? That sounded fucked up.
Yeah, what do you do? Stop acting all nervous.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, she tickles me. Looks the fuck out of
I would much rather be tickled than pinched. I hate it.
I hate being tickled. I fucking hate it. But I tickle my girlfriend.
So you hate it, but you do it to other people.
Yes.
It's kind of fucked.
Yeah, it's like it's like getting in a fight. Like,
yeah, but
you want to beat the fuck out of the person, but you don't want to get hit.
Yeah.
But she can't tickle
her maniac.
Because I'll like hold her down and like tickle her.
You should try to spit on her. Cheyenne hates it.
No, I'm not going to spit on my girlfriend.
You just put the spit right here and you... Cheyenne gets really mad. Can't do it anymore because she's pregnant and she'll probably kill me, but...
You should do it. Then let me move out of the way.
A new segment called The Worst Advice Possible by Tyler Scott.
Yeah, we should start.
Don't you know who I am?
No, I don't.
T-Ray fucking Scott.
Is that what you
I'm
just...
MC Pauly.
I'm just Bailey. I don't have a nickname or anything.
You do have a nickname, but we're not going to say it.
What is it?
I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
No.
Say it, you bitch.
I want to hear.
Biggin.
Listen, motherfucker.
You told me to say it.
Listen. Listen. Last time I checked.
You're not Biggin no more.
Exactly.
You're still Biggin to me, though.
I fucking hate you. It's fucked up. That's some fucked up shit. She's going to slit your fucking throat. Yep. Yep. There it is.
I'm scared.
Oh, wow.
She just choked me to death.
Oh, Kyra's...
This just in. I'm getting massaged by my girlfriend
Paul's getting
now.
Raped. I'm kidding.
You
I'll,
be
save,
quiet.
I'll save you, Paul.
I'm not
going
to save
yeah,
anybody.
Yeah, things are going pretty smoothly with me and Kyra. Well,
that's
say.
Good. That's good. I mean, moving in with a girl's not as bad as it seems.
I hope not. Oh, shit.
It's not that bad. So if you do it, and it's a lot of compromise, like a lot... A bunch of compromise.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of... I'm ready to... I've always wanted my movie collection in a living room.
Yeah, that's another thing I want to talk about. Is that you're like a movie...
Yeah.
I've never...
What do they call people that are into wine?
Hoarders?
No.
I was going to say
he's
fanatic,
a movie hoarder.
I don't know wine terms.
Connoisseur?
Collector?
Yeah.
I don't know, something fancy. But yeah, you do have... I remember you gave me the password to your Vudu account.
You know how many people I've given that password to? And I feel like nobody uses it.
I've never, ever seen somebody with so many movies.
What's he doing?
He's eating something.
Oh, that's mud from the chair.
He's eating
Listen,
mud.
Like my movie,
I hate my dog.
Like in high school, as I've risen to a certain level of popularity, you'd say.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm pretty popular.
Fair enough.
After yeah, fair
some
enough.
Shit I've done.
Yes.
A lot of people see me as like rapper. Like I rap. I'm good at it, right? You know. But like they see me as a music buff. But my first love was movies, man. I fucking love movies.
I can tell your movie collection is fucking bonkers.
He has so many movies.
Like I feel like all my friends would have to like that.
You have your own video store, I think. Without the naughty section.
I could rent them to people.
When
make
I
a lot of money.
When I first
I got the good shit.
One of my favorite memories with Paul, though, when I first started dating my girlfriend, I'd be like talking movies, and I like say a specific movie. Oh man, I got it! You want to watch it?
Yeah,
that's possibly the best part.
That guy.
Yeah, if there was one thing I was knowledgeable about, I think it's music. I know a lot of music.
I don't know a lot of music. I just don't. My brain is focused on hunting and fishing. That's what I know a lot about.
I love.
Are you going hunting this year? With us?
Fuck yeah.
Sure. I actually helped Paul kill his first turkey. Actually.
Fuck both of you, actually.
Dude, I was so upset when I heard you couldn't come. I was like, damn.
What was I doing? I was probably working.
Yeah, you was working.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But yeah, tell the story about that first turkey.
Fuck.
Your point of view.
Dude, all right. So, it's my first time turkey hunting. I'm a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
I got a 12-gauge shotgun in my hand. The whole time, I'm like, man, I can't wait to write a song about this. I still haven't, but...
it's okay.
So we show up super early. I'm decked out. I feel like a redneck assassin. I'm decked out in camouflage. We get in this spot, and we walk past... How many turkeys did we see on the way
there
to our
like
spot?
There was like 13 turkeys in a tree.
We saw a few in a tree.
Why didn't you...
They were all in trees, actually.
Why didn't you just set up there and then just shoot them out of the tree?
You'll see why.
Okay.
So we
walked directly underneath.
We had to sneakily go right underneath a bunch of turkeys.
Yeah,
it was a cool experience because like I'm not a hunter. Yeah. I think at one point maybe someday I'll be able to consider myself a real hunter. I've gone a couple times now, but we sit down in this one spot, and I think I'm pretty good. I think Tyler can vouch for this. I'm pretty good at being quiet.
Yeah, I didn't hear a sound from him.
Well, he's also skinny, so it helps.
Yeah, I was fat at the time.
Big.
Yeah, this was big, Tyler.
Pregnant, Tyler,
which makes the the following story so good. It comes time where daylight had just started coming around. it wasn't even 7 o'clock yet, and we got the decoys, and we heard a goblin, and I think two come down, two fly directly to the decoys.
Yeah,
and one starts fighting it, starts fucking it up, and I hear Tyler go, "Shoot." So I put it in the crosshairs and I, boom, and it, boom, it's fucking stunned, and it was still flapping around and freaking out. So Tyler shot at it and he missed, and it went running. It took off.
That's typical of Tyler to miss.
Not very much.
It like ran, and we hear Timmy to the side like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, just freaking out. And Tyler hands me the gun and runs. Runs like a motherfucker.
I've never ran so fast of being so fat.
Timmy was hype. He's like, that's how you do that. That's how you do that. You should be proud of yourself. And I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to not slip and fall in the wet leaves with a shotgun in my hand.
They couldn't even find me.
It was all downhill. And every time I looked up, Tyler was further and further to the point where he was gone.
I was scooting, bud. I was chasing this turkey.
He was not letting thing get away.
Did you step on it or did you...
I fucking fought the turkey. I fought the son of a bitch.
You fought it to death.
Tyler.
No, listen to this shit. Yeah. So, as I'm running, this turkey's like, I can barely grab
it. It's a high-speed chase.
Like, I'm barely missing it by the tail fan. I'm chasing this turkey. Wild-ass turkey. I'm chasing it. And fucking...
You cornered it.
And it fucking took off flying.
Yeah.
And it ran into a tree. And it fell. And it's like I cornered it in like between these two trees. I'm like circling it, and I grab a stick, and I go to hit it to try to, like, you know, get
incapacitate it.
Yeah, because it was coming at me.
So
I hit it with a stick, and the stick broke. The turkey didn't phase the turkey, so he was like coming after me. Then I hit it with my foot. And
that's called a kick.
And I was like, Paul, over here. I'm like screaming, Paul.
Yeah, and Timmy was like, where are you at, Scott?
And the turkey gets up and starts running again, and Paul just shot it.
Yeah, I popped that motherfucker.
I mean, and fuck I both of you, first car. Off. Yeah,
it was very intense because I've never been in a high-speed chase with a wild animal.
I was impressed. I was 166 at the time. I was very proud of the shape I was in. I was working out all the time, and I was impressed by how fast this man was moving.
I was 310. Full bigness.
He was
peak
the,
bigness.
He
peak
was the bigness. Unstoppable object.
I was I was running over trees. Like when I took off my jacket, I had scratches from briars and shit.
Because you're all greasy.
I was running over trees and shit.
How you say it was like 25 pounds?
It was about
11 inch beard.
Yeah, it was about 25 pounds.
That's a good turkey.
And of course, at the time, none of that meant shit to me. They had to tell me how big of a deal it was.
That's a big turkey.
I was like. Oh, cool.
And this, do you know how long this turkey hunt lasted? We sat.
It wasn't even 7 a.m.
We sat in the woods for a while because we got there early, but it wasn't even daylight 10 minutes.
Wasn't even 7.
Wasn't even daylight 10 minutes.
We wrapped up quick. We were like, well,
I was very unsuccessful this year with turkey hunting.
We came up close a few times.
Yeah. We got to the top of a fucking mountain. The turkeys had stopped gobbling probably a week before, so it was super early in the season.
Yeah, they started way early.
And we got to the top of the mountain, and they're bedded down on the very tip top of this fucking mountain. So, of course, when you're walking, your gun's obviously slinged up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the safety's on.
It's weird. I've never seen a turkey lay down.
Are you supposed to have the safety on?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were supposed to have the safety off.
Well, if I'm...
like Cyrus from Trailer Park Boys, there's this bad boy. Safety, always off.
So we get to the top, and... naturally, my gun's slinged up. I'm carrying a decoy. I'm out of breath because I'm out of shape. And as soon as we get to the top, turkey sees us, and I see it start to run off. And, of course, I couldn't get to my gun fast enough. So after that, I was like, turkey hunting's for the fucking birds, literally. So I've just been waiting patiently for bow season for deer.
Patiently.
Yes.
I'm using Megan's crossbow.
Yes.
I'm good with that
Sorry,
thing.
Sorry, pal.
I'm good with that thing.
Funny story about Paul deer hunting.
Yeah.
Funny stuff.
No.
Megan, do you have a mic? Shut up.
No.
I'm kidding.
Do you have a mic? No? Okay.
Well,
Jesus.
Funny story about Paul. I took Paul deer hunting one time, and we were sitting up against this tree, and he goes, "Hey, there's a deer over here." And knowing me, I can't hear very well.
Yeah, he can't.
And not he was all. Like... I was like, "Where?" And he's like, "It's screaming at me."
It was screaming.
It was blowing at him.
Yeah.
And I was like, "I don't hear it." And I look over, and there's a fucking deer. It was a buck, I'm pretty sure. And just sitting there, looking at him, just blowing. He's like, "Is he mad?" I think this deer's trying to square up with me. This deer sat there and blew at us for like 10 minutes. Had no idea what we was.
Yeah, he was just letting anything else know. Like, yeah, hey.
Fuck him.
I got two fucking, I don't know what they are, but they're just looking at me, and I'm just...
Two mongoloids.
Two definitely mongoloids. So, when does bow season start, Tyler?
I'm pretty sure September 29th.
Yeah, that's right around the corner.
Yes, very.
So,
yes.
Between having a baby, podcasting, fishing, fish gigging, now bow hunting.
Yes.
I'm a busy man.
Very busy.
I'm so busy.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be rough.
Yeah, fish gigging, though, fun.
Dude, have you been fish gigging yet, Paul?
I went with you guys that one time.
Oh, that was frog gigging.
You kept saying, "Blue face, baby.
Blue face, baby." Yeah. That was frog gigging, actually.
Yeah.
Frog gigging's fun.
And since then, at the time, I kept asking you, I was like, "I have no idea what you're saying or what that's from." And you told me. And since then, it was from the Shot of Flow remix.
Yeah.
With Blueface and Nelly.
Blueface,
since
baby.
Since then, I've done one of my most successful songs on that beat. So successful that I went to perform it at halftime show at South for the Teachers Be Students basketball game, and the fucking mic didn't work.
That's convenient.
And that's why I was trying to get Miss Kuffner to do a rehearsal, in case some shit like that happened, and it did.
Did you know my senior year I had an album?
You had a what?
I had an album.
I feel like you're ashamed of
Oh,
this.
Yeah.
The album cover?
Redneck Romeo?
Yes. Redneck Romeo is what it was called.
I'm going to find that. I'm going to link that somewhere.
It's not... There was no music.
We'll put it on the Instagram.
Yeah. It's just a... It's
can
just
you
a,
still find the picture?
I still remember the name of the song.
Can you still find the picture?
I think I still can.
I can upload that as the cover art for this podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
I was thinking about that last night.
You want,
like,
name, you want me to name off some of the songs?
Yeah.
Okay. My Last Dip.
So good.
She Thinks My Sunfire Sexy. Well, it was Cavalier, but I said Sunfire to make it look cool. I'm not going to say this one because people might get offended.
Yeah, don't say it.
Fuck, what was the other one? My Pal Timmy.
That makes sense.
My Pal Timmy was one. I can't say that. Yeah, all the other ones I can't say.
Jesus Christ. Are the song names on the picture?
They are.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to draw over.
There's like six of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got to...
We should collab.
Hang on. I'll show you this picture real quick before we cut this episode because it's already 8:30.
I'm
going to
give some credit who made this, though. Andy Lemon. Good dude.
Andy motherfucking Lemon.
Good dude. He made it, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Hang on. I'm going to show you this. I also had a teaser album in high school.
Fuck ass, oh boys.
Fuck ass, oh boys.
That's you on the right?
Yeah.
That is,
you look like a girl.
That is greasy Bailey Denon. That is long-haired, greasy Bailey Denon.
I did have some long-ass hair. Holy shit. That's me in my prime.
Can you guys help me get an album off the ground?
Yeah, dude. Well, yeah. I mean, we have all the musical equipment now.
If I publish any music, I expect it to be advertised here.
I'm not going to lie. I should.
We'll do that.
I tell you what, guys. If you guys share the shit out of this, Andy Lemon, you too, if you share this, I will have Paul help me make a song for every single title for this album cover.
Yes. Do you know how much work that is?
I'll do it.
Easy, bro. You should be in my next rap video.
I'll do it.
Yeah. I'll give you a verse.
The last song was Fuck Point featured Stud.
Fuck Point. Welcome to the Fuck Point, everybody.
We need a Redneck Romeo 2. One of them need to say featuring MC Paul.
You know who featured Stud was? My cousin Ty Gibson. He sung back in the day, back in high school.
Bailey sings.
I do not.
He does not.
You sing.
He can, but he does it.
You sing.
You're right.
Sing. You're right. Sing on spot.
Yeah, no. But
I knew that was a walk shot.
But he made a song called Fuck Ripley.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because he put me in a song and he said, Tyler Scott might be a fucking bumpkin. Roll up in his lanes, he'll squash you like a pumpkin.
That's possibly the most fucked thing I've heard all night.
Yes, but it was the true saying. Because I would fuck people up.
I don't think so. You're lucky we never got to play each other.
Dude,
I would hate your fucking lunch.
Shit, cuz.
Listen, we might have been. My football team was not good, but me as an individual, I was good.
Okay, hold up.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the playoffs?
Dude, eat my whole cock and balls. All of it.
I've been thinking about doing wrestling this year.
Do it.
I've always been told I'd be good at that.
You need to.
Yeah, it's my last year.
You're a fighter, man. You're a fighter. Not gonna lie, saw a fight video, and you knocked the shit out of that kid.
Are you interested in boxing or wrestling?
I fucking love boxing.
Okay, well, my dad, you know who Mike Shepard is?
Well, actually, that sounds.
He's a professional boxer. My dad grew up with him, and he has a gym around here.
He does.
Yeah. So if you need to go get some boxing training, I'll do it with you.
I'm getting into MMA. Real.
I mean, if you'll do it with me. Like, if you're serious, then fuck
you know,
I love
dude.
Boxing.
We can hit up Mike Shepard.
Like, I love the sport. Like, I'm not saying I love boxing just to sound like a tough guy douchebag. I love the sport.
You know, I'm getting into MMA, and you know it's a lot safer than boxing?
What?
MMA.
I can't it's imagine that being
It's a lot safer
true.
Because...
taking a shin to the jaw.
But here, I can't remember how they explained it, but when you're boxing... All you're doing is get hit in the head nonstop.
Yeah, TBIs.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true.
You're getting hit.
If you're just a man.
Even headgear. Wearing headgear is the worst thing to do during boxing.
Unless you're Floyd Mayweather.
Because when you're boxing, you can't see punches coming. And you got this big-ass pad. Then you got another big-ass glove pelting to the face.
Wait, are you talking about professional boxing?
No, like just wearing headgear.
Sparring.
Just wearing headgear. Oh, well, headgear is terrible.
That's an amateur and just sparring.
But headgear is still the worst thing you can ever have.
I mean, look at Floyd Mayweather. He might be the greatest boxer of all time, but he also can't fucking read. So
that's fine. You don't have to when you're a fucking millionaire.
Yeah, if you're serious about boxing, yeah, dude. We'll hit up Mike Shepard.
Hell yeah. Oh, speaking, since we're on the topic, y'all gave your fight predictions.
And we were right.
I don't remember hearing you guys talk about the results of the McGregor fight. Who would have thought?
Yes. That motherfucker. I was so upset because I stayed up.
Yeah.
I was going to watch this fight. I was hyped for it. Motherfucker broke that damn ankle. What the fuck?
Dude, I was like, damn. When I heard about that, I was like, so many people are upset.
Props. I forget.
You know how many celebrities were in the audience?
A lot.
Trump was there.
I know Trump. Nelk was there.
Trump. Nelk. Danny Duncan and of course fuckface Jake Paul.
That guy's a fucking douchebag.
Listen,
he's such a douchebag. Logan is
I love Logan Paul.
Logan's light years better than Jake.
Yeah.
As a human being.
I love Logan Paul. I'm not going to lie.
I think he's redeemed himself.
I like
pretty
Logan
well.
Paul a lot. He's changed.
I think he's redeemed himself.
Yeah, fuck Jake.
His boxing skills though are getting good.
He went 8 rounds with the greatest.
I was talking about Jake Paul.
Oh.
You got to give him credit though. Tyrone
Woodley fight goes. I hope Tyrone Woodley just beats his fucking nose inside of his head.
You know,
I think this is definitely his most dangerous and skilled opponent.
Did you know he doesn't even like fighting?
Wasn't Tyrone Woodley a belt holder for the MMA?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, UFC?
Tyrone sure. Woodley doesn't even like fighting. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, but he's good.
He's very good at it, but he doesn't like it. He was talking about it on Joe Rogan.
Hmm. I need to watch that. Yeah. So, we're right at an hour.
Hell yeah.
It's 8:40, so I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's surgery in the morning.
Yeah, I know. Must be nice surgery. Not to go to work.
Hey, you left me today, bastard.
You deserved it. So, yeah, we're going to close it out.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks again, Twin. It means a lot.
Yeah,
thanks,
we kind of got way off topic, but, dude, you're the best.
I spent a lot best. Of money so far on this, and it means a lot.
Yeah. We've spent a lot of money.
Yes.
But it's worth it because I'm having fun.
Hell yeah.
So, in every outro, I'm going to say what we're on, so you better go fucking listen. Yes. Kyra, you too.
Yes. You get a notebook to the teeth.
You want this notebook in your teeth? You too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, babe.
I literally, put you guys on all of my social media.
I know.
Yes,
I know.
We appreciate you,
you're kind of awesome.
But do you listen?
We appreciate, babe, and I love you.
Oh, speaking, a lot of people in Illinois like this podcast.
Yes, I get a lot of feedback, good feedback about it.
So, we're available on Spotify, of course. Now, Apple Podcasts. You're welcome. For all you people that think Apple's better than Spotify, which you're clearly fucking wrong.
Yeah, you're not.
Google Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Radio Public as well.
And wherever you get your podcast.
So go give us a follow, subscribe, whatever you want to call it. Leave a review on iTunes.
Yes, please.
If you think it sucks, tell us it sucks, but you're wrong. But if you like it, tell us you love it.
Yeah.
Because you're right.
Yes.
If you just like it a little bit, lie and say you love it.
And if you hate it, we'll find you and you get a notebook right to the teeth.
100%. So, yeah.
And, follow me at MC Pauly on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Everyone needs to follow MC Pauly at Instagram.
And go follow Twin on Instagram, too.
Twin High
Give
power.
Him a big shout out.
Twin underscore underscore power.
We also have a TikTok and soon to be Instagram.
Yes.
Instagram is coming.
Okay. So, TikTok, it's No Rules Podcast.
Yes.
And make sure you give us a listen. We'll be posting when we're doing episodes.
Yes. Episode come out tomorrow night also.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night also.
We'll have a couple guests. So, yeah. We'll see you in the next one.
See you guys.
Later.